Item number eight.
That's it, sir.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services.
Go ahead.
Item number eight. Submitting an informational report regarding the implementation plan and current activities of the Mental Health Redesign and Implementation Task Force. At our July meeting cycle, this item was laid over. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. So as Madam Clerk just stated, we will be looking at both July, August, and September. So this is a...
Is there a difference between 8 and 9?
Mm-hmm.
There is.
It's different goals indicated.
That was just a clarification. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can talk about them together.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And that was a request that I was going to make, because if we can combine the progress in relation to the goals itself. This is actually the monthly update that we provide to Health and Human Needs regarding the activities of the Redesign Task Force. And the July item was held over, but the one, there's a couple you see where the goals and the progress are in relationship to the actual 16 SMART goals that are listed. And I just wanted to highlight a couple of the respective goals in regards to what some of the kind of accomplishments are in relationship to the actual tactical objectives that were established. Goal number eight is for the increase in crisis services, and that has been a strong component of redesign efforts to reduce the utilization of inpatient hospitalization is to strengthen the actual community-based delivery of crisis intervention services. And this highlights the relationship that we have with the Milwaukee Police Department in the crisis mobile team. And one of the things that is also a highlight within goal number eight is the creation and the development of crisis response plans. There was an establishment of a goal for an increase in that plan, an increase in the establishment of the crisis response plans for individuals, but we have so exceeded that goal in the creation, the development, and the submission of those plans that it was an increase of 157%. So currently we have on file crisis plans for 350 individuals who had received services through PCS or with some of the other community-based crisis services that we actually deliver within the community itself. Another highlight that I would like to point out is within goal number 13, and that is the opening of the pathways to permanent housing. That was actually a combination of a few things in which some of the monies from the $1.1 million were actually utilized to refurbish that location and to provide that pathway for individuals who are transitioning out of community-based residential facilities or out of the hospital to have a transition period in which they would be able to work on activities of daily living prior to their placement out in the community within their own supported apartment or within their own apartment. So those are probably the highlights from the July report that I would like to make to Health and Human Needs at this time. I think one of the things that also we wanted to point out is that this is also the time in which the technical assistance with Zia Partners had ended. And so we were moving forward on utilizing the actual members of the action teams in moving the goals forward. So at this time, we can move to item number 9, because that's actually the highlight of when the action teams took over the majority of the work on their own without the support of Zia Partners. So a couple of the areas in which we definitely saw achieved progress were in goal number 4, and that is the expansion and the utilization of peers as providers. One of the things that we had established is, how can we ensure that peers and employers actually have information readily available to them? So we worked in partnership with the Mental Health Mental Health America here in Milwaukee to create a website, and that website actually went live. So employers can post jobs there that they have for peer specialists, and we have been conducting a variety of different trainings throughout this entire year of 2013 for, the certified peer specialists to meet their continuing education requirements, and then also training to increase the number of actual certified peer specialists that we have on site. Goal number 6, this is when TriWest, who was a subsidiary vendor of Zia Partners actually provided the final deliverable in regards to that contract, and it was the dashboard. And that's the community data dashboard in which we actually track not only the progress in the 16 goals, but how we can actually track other data that is given to the Behavioral Health Division through our own data sets and progress that we are actually making regarding those respective goals. Goal number 13 is one in which the Division of Housing issued a request for proposal, and this is for individuals who are aging out of foster care, and that goal was, that grant was actually issued to Journey House to be able to provide safe and affordable housing for individuals that they continue to move forward. That actually did open at the end of July also. And then last but not least is the continuing efforts of our Cultural Intelligence Action Team, in which they have established all of their sub-work groups and are continuing to actually move forward with their activities. We did not meet in the month of July. We kind of took a month off to regroup, and we're moving forward and actually did have a meeting in September. That will be reported at the October meeting, but we also wanted to take advantage of the October meeting and provide a midpoint progress update to health and human needs on all 16 goals, because we actually are on track to accomplish and achieve the completion of all 16 goals within their targeted time frame. So the other co-chair of the Mental Health Redesign Task Force is Pete Carlson, and we actually do appreciate the opportunity to come in October. That will be a six-month period of time from when the board had actually approved the SMART goals, which was in March of this year, and provide that type of progress update.
Okay. Thank you very much. Madam Clerk, could you please read item number 9 into the minutes? Just quick housekeeping here.
Item number 9, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the implementation plan and current activities of the Mental Health Redesign and Implementation Task Force. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. I've got Supervisor Stamper and then Supervisor Weishaupt, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Has there any progress been made on goal number 2?
Yes. And that was actually spoken of at our last We addressed it at the September meeting, so I don't know if you want the update now or if you want to wait. I mean, we can talk a little bit about that, because Supervisor Roma West has actually been assisting that action team, that is the person-centered care action team, mm-hmm. in relation to the informational meetings that will go out through all of the supervisory districts. The first one is in your district. So I hope that that doesn't come as a surprise.
But one it of is. The I know that, but we don't have a date set yet, though, do we?
No, we don't have a date set. And I think one of the other things that we are working on also is providing interpreter services for individuals who are Spanish-speaking who want to be able to attend. And that is a coordination effort that is occurring with the action team and Supervisor Roma West. So we are continuing to move forward. We don't have a schedule set yet, because that action team is still working on that respective goal for goal number 2. But you are first on the list.
Great. Yep. So just keep me in the loop.
We will keep you posted.
No, I've
been first on the list. Actually, I was first on the list, and then there was a glitch with the translation. So.
Well, whatever. I'm first on the list.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
There has to be some advantage to being the chair of this committee.
Please keep me in the loop so I can help with the marketing and help get as many people there as possible.
Well, Supervisor, thank you. Thank you, Madam
Chair. Since I'll be the motto and the prototype for this 18-district outreach. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess after reading about this, I'm having a hard time with is what exactly is the plan and what exactly are we trying to create? We have these goals, and I just don't – maybe I'm getting a little bit confused with the terminology. I mean, the Packers' goal is to win the Super Bowl, but they may not make it. What is our plan? What is going to actually be the result? I'm not quite sure what we're trying to create.
Well, I think to summarize it as simply as I can is to move the entire community-based mental health delivery system, and it's not just the Behavioral Health Division. This is a public and private partnership, but to move it from a sustaining care system to a recovery-oriented system of care. And when you look at the goals, they are really trying to do quite a few things. Take a person-centered care approach, take a trauma-informed approach, the services that are delivered in a culturally competent manner, and that they do promote and create recovery as an expectation. So that's a philosophical shift from how services are delivered. So instead of investing financial resources into doing more of the same, it is a genuine redesign of the system to identify gaps in service delivery and shift the focus in which recovery becomes an expectation for every individual that has a behavioral health need in the Milwaukee community.
Well, my question is, where do you get, I guess, the authorization or direction in that policy shift to do that? Because I've been trying to find our different resolutions on this, and where that this dismantling of the system and reconfiguring it, where do you get that explicit direction?
Sure, Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishan. I mean, there have been a couple resolutions directly from this board asking us to move towards a community-based mental health system. So this is part of that, but it's bigger than that, and it's more broad. This is not just focused, as Ms. Scottish indicated, not just on Milwaukee County. This is a Milwaukee County system-wide approach to bettering services for the individuals we serve, person-centered, trauma-informed, recovery-oriented, culturally sensitive and competent approach in our delivery of services. This was also requested by the board, these 16 specific goals. We put them into the SMART goal format. But generally speaking, the county board has had a couple resolutions asking us to move towards a community-based mental health system.
Thank you. We don't have a problem, I guess, with community support, but there are boundaries to that community support. And like you said, we need to have a clear definition of this transition of what's taking place, because we want to make sure that not only are the clients taken care of, but how is this actually going to function? I mean, is there a flow chart someplace that shows that, okay, that if you're a person with a mental health issue, how do you get into the system, and what is the system? How does it help you? That I'm trying to understand. I may not be opposed to what you're offering. It's just I can't say I know what you're offering.
Sure. The specific activities and focus of the redesign task force have been our achievement of the 16 SMART goals. So that every report that we provide to you on a monthly basis is specifically providing progress on those 16 approved goals. But one of the things that we have been asking and that the entire system has been asking is that the focus of how individuals who are received into the mental health system, whether it's the public system or the private system, are welcomed in a person-centered care approach. And that the focus becomes then where you treat the whole person. So it's not a segregation of just alleviating a crisis and then that is done, or providing just a short-term hospital stay and then it is done, that there is more of a collaborative approach that is actually occurring, and that is through the membership of the individuals that actually sit on the redesign task force too, that all of us have agreed to this particular philosophical change.
And I, once again, that sounds wonderful, and we set some lofty goals, but what I don't see is a written out plan that says by this date X will happen, and if you enter into the system that then you're going to, you know, this is what happens. I'm looking for the, you know, point by point by point. Like I said, where is this stuff written down so then I can sit here in a review capacity and say you've met or exceeded those expectations?
Absolutely, and that's a very valid question. And we have tried to be able to establish that particular timeline utilizing the SMART goal technology and that particular approach. So the SMART goals are actually written so they are time-bound. So there are capacities to achieve a certain goal, and there is when you read the tactical objective, there is a percentage of improvement that is actually being requested of every single one of those goals that are established by a certain specific time frame. So one of the things that we wanted to be able to do, as I mentioned earlier to Madam Chair, is for the October meeting, since that is the six-month period of time, is to be able to provide to you where we have achieved progress, where we have achieved and actually accomplished those respective goals, and how we continue to move forward. I would like to just provide one example. One of the recommendations was the expansion of case management services. And what, you know, there was a specific number of slots or clients that we wanted to be able to expand case management to, and that was to be able to add a minimum of 90 extra individuals on an annual basis. And so we were actually able to achieve that by increasing certain capacity within a level of case management and then creating a brand new case management service in the county. So that is something that was actually, you know, accomplished. That is a goal that was actually accomplished already this year. The last goal, one of the other goals that I had mentioned about the number of individuals that actually have a crisis plan on file with the county, that goal actually exceeded what its benchmark target was, and we were actually able to do it for 350 individuals and have an increased percentage of 157%. Every one of the goals is written in that manner.
Madam Chair, what I would like is, I guess, a copy of our plan. That's why, I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to be judging this whole thing on. I know we have, like you said, multiple resolutions that talk about going towards a community-based system, and that we're supposed to get kind of information back. But I have yet to find anything that says this is our plan. And, you know, I just see things of we have goals and things like that. I have one resolution here that goes back to 2011. It's the resolution by Supervisor Sanfilippo, DeBruin, Schmidt, Dmitrievich, and our Chairwoman Roma West, endorsing the Milwaukee County continued operation of an inpatient hospital facility with 120 maximum number of county-provided inpatient beds as part of the county's obligation to provide a safety net service for persons with mental illness by recommendations adopting the following. And then it goes so on. Where does creation of a new hospital fit into this community-based plan?
Yes. And for the record, the resolution that Supervisor Weishan is referring to is the facilities resolution, which I do believe ends with the fact that this is all being put on hold in regards to the redesign, and that we won't discuss a new hospital until after the redesign is complete.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishan, yes, the new building is not on the table right now. 120 beds would have been a huge facility that, you know, we really don't need right now. We're closing our long-term care units. We have acute beds right now, 68 of them. We're proposing to reduce that by 12. In this budget as a result of the capacity that exists in the community. So clearly 120 beds is not necessary based on our redesign efforts. And as we continue to move forward, just so everybody knows, I mean, we're always going to be the safety net. It's our moral and statutory obligation to be that safety net. We need to work in collaboration with our partners to figure out what that is. But certainly we're already showing as a result of our redesign efforts that we don't need 120 beds. We just have to figure out what the right number of beds is and then possibly partner with other hospitals to give us space to be able to provide those services to continue to be that safety net. So that's something that we have to figure out, can't figure out right now. We don't know exactly what being the safety net means, and we also don't know what number of beds we'll need. As we go through this redesign efforts over the next couple of years, we'll have more clarity on what that will mean.
Well, your goal is, and that's what, like I said, that this fog or gray area that we have here, you know, it's hard to design a support system if you don't know what the infrastructure will be. And do you then use private contractors as a supplement? The fact is we've gone through this before where we've had relationships with different hospitals where we had this, you could say, contract service type arrangement. And then after the expiration of that contract, they didn't want to be in that business anymore. And then we were left in a difficult situation for Milwaukee County. Now, if we don't have a, you could say, our own facility of any size, shape, or form here in Milwaukee County, is it now that we will do our community-based services and then if somebody doesn't fit, we're going to send them to a state institution?
No. Madam Chair, Supervisor Wyshon, I want to be... There's a lot of different aspects to this downsizing. So, for example, let's focus specifically on long-term care. So we're closing long-term care units. With that example, you don't build capacity and then place people. You develop person-centered, individualized plans and develop the capacity to meet the needs of those very specific individuals. So that's the approach we take with that. We provided a very detailed report on our plans on how we're moving forward with that specific effort. So that's our long-term care. Our acute, as we continue to provide more services in this community, in this budget, we're proposing more than $4 million of new community-based mental health services. As those programs continue to develop and be in the community, we feel that there's going to be less visits to our emergency room, less visits to our psychiatric hospital, which will in turn that we'll be naturally downsizing those units. Now, right now, we can't tell you, okay, what is that going to mean? We need a couple years to see what the actual impact, because we aren't going to do anything that's not driven by data. So as these programs materialize, are in the community, are helping people remain in the community successfully and independently, then we'll see that our numbers are reducing. It is at that point that will make the decisions to say, okay, we'll close another unit because of...
Well, when you say in the community, what's the definition of that? Are we placing people now outside of Milwaukee County?
Yes.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, with our long-term care relocation process, some of them could be relocated outside Milwaukee County, and that is the responsibility of the managed care organizations to relocate these individuals. I will say that Milwaukee County, the Behavioral Health Division, myself, and our staff have been advocating for local placements because we've been saying that we believe that people should be in a community close to their loved ones and families. And I'd say for the majority of the time that happens, but there are incidences where family care locates people outside of Milwaukee County. And it's depending on a certain expertise of a provider that they may have to be able to work with an individual based on their diagnosis.
Well, I'm concerned about all, like I said, it would help if I would be able to just get a simple binder with a title sheet that says, this is the plan. So I can read it and say, okay, these are the system we're trying to create. And I don't think that's a simple, less than simple just request that can't be met. And I think it's a bit backwards to think that I have yet to see any kind of report or data that actually judges the capacity in the community to say that we actually have the resources to do it. And what I'm hearing is that there are not placement opportunities available in Milwaukee County, and that's why we are going outside of Milwaukee County. And that, I think, is much different. And had that been the situation that explained at the beginning, maybe we would be traveling down a bit of a different path on the so-called redesign. Because I don't think that, at least my constituents, want to see their relatives or friends placed hours away Or then, if once they kind of fail out of the system, of this community support system, instead of being, you know, their home in an institution here in Milwaukee County, that their home is now in a state institution someplace mm-hmm. in the state of Wisconsin.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishan, so it's in nobody's best interest to have somebody in a state institution. Nobody wants that. So that's one. If people are being relocated to other counties, they're not institutions. They're just providers that have an expertise that the managed care organizations believe that's the right placement for them. Also, please keep in mind that there's a very thorough vetting process to ensure that the relocations are done successfully with a lot of input. You have the state, you have the managed care organizations, you have disability rights, you have aging, you have disability services, you have BHD staff. So it's a really comprehensive group, and the guardians, a really comprehensive group that decides on those relocations, and they have to agree on those relocations. But there are instances where those could happen outside of Milwaukee County. Now, we agree. It would be great if we could have more of those in Milwaukee County. But depending on the situation, those are addressed on a case-by-case basis.
Do we know how many people we've placed in the community that have not been successful in that placement and have kind of recycled back to our facility?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishan, yes. And I'd also like to refer you to a previous report we did that talked about several other Milwaukee County relocations in the hundreds that we've done, and we had a very detailed plan on how we're moving forward. So that previous report would be a good guide of what we're doing. As it relates to this very, and you'll see in that previous report, hundreds of people were relocated, and a very small percentage of those actually ended up coming back, less than 2%. So that was based on historical data we provided in that information report previously. But as a result of this recent relocation, we had one individual come back to Hilltop, and we're currently working with the provider to get them back in the community.
Well, I think that, once again, that this whole thing needs to be fleshed out more and written on paper so that we as a committee are able to hold people accountable and so we understand what a timeline is and who sets these timelines. If it's the will of the board and this committee that we want a longer process, whether it be 3 or 5 years or whatever, it should be the will of this committee and not arbitrarily left up to whoever's out there in the private industry. What I would ask of the chair is that you make a request that we actually that every committee member is provided a copy of the plan. I just want to know what the plan is as my responsibilities on this committee.
Okay. Thank you very much, Supervisor Stumper.
Yes. from my understanding, SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, attainable, reachable time frame, was set for each category for all 16 goals, correct?
That's correct. And all six of the action teams, you know, established it using that respective format.
Right. So the time frame should be in each
respective category. It is listed in every
category.
Single goal.
Okay, so
every
is that
tactical objective and every performance target is measurable. That is correct.
Okay, is that available?
It is. It's right on the website, and it was approved by this board mm-hmm. in March of this year.
Okay.
So it's on our website, but what I can do is I will have David Johnson, who oversees the redesign task force, email it to all the members of Health and Human Needs.
With that respect, in reference to Weishan's request, mm-hmm. would that fulfill that, or there needs to be more added to that?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I would like to send Weishan that other information report we provided this board maybe a few months ago that has a lot of detail on our long-term care closure process.
And I think that's exactly what Supervisor Weishan is asking for. What he's asking is that we marry those two things. He mm-hmm. wants a copy of the SMART goals, and how does that coincide with the 2014 budget asks from the department? And again, and we discussed this several times this week alone, I think the concern comes with the, at least the appearance that the community capacity is not where it needs to be in order to make successful transitions at this point. And so we see the, you know, the train going full steam ahead, but we continuously get concerns from people and people within the provider networks as well, who are concerned that possibly that community, those community resources aren't available. And so I think what Supervisor Weishan is asking for is the SMART goals, and how does that fit into the time frame that BHD has set for itself. Sure. And obviously we've established this from the beginning that one of the issues was, as you know, we're going to run into an issue with our employees, you know, once we announce that there are these closures. You know, you're going to have people that want to leave and want to know how that works. And we, you know, also don't know how that fits in to this. So I think when he says the plan, I think he's talking about, you know, the big picture. Yeah, the big picture. So not just redesign and not just the closure, but how do those work together? How does the SMART goals aid in the closures? And what is the plan B for these closures? And we've discussed this as well. So if you have no more long-term care in Milwaukee County, at the Milwaukee County Health facility, where do they go? And do we have signed, you know, MOAs with area hospitals that say, we will take these people if no one else will, so that we're not sending people to Mendota? Because as we discussed, it's very expensive, and it's obviously not the best situation for people who are here locally. In order to have contact with their guardians and their families, they need to be someplace close. Mm-hmm. So, Supervisor Weishan, you can correct me if I'm...
No, thank you, Madam Chair. You said that quite well. I just wanted to say, too, that just for the administration and in this budget process, what concerns me is that we've heard multiple times now about saving so-called money. The fact is, I think we've told every advocate and every vendor out there that we are looking to redesign the system to be able to invest more money into the so-called community, and that we should not be, the county executive nor anybody in county government should be looking at BHD as, oh, a newfound surplus or resources to move other places. Every dime that we spend on mental health today should be spent on mental health, whether it's in a county facility or in a vendor or some kind of community service that we provide. It shouldn't be, oh, we saved $1 million, now we're going to move that money to fill a deficit in some other department. Mental health money is for mental health and mental health only, and I believe that we actually need to spend a lot more money on mental health that I think that a lot of people misunderstand and number the people who need services out there. And that's why what I would like, as you stated, is how we put these plans together. But I'm a person who understands things more in a visual point, and I would like to just see a simple flow chart that says this is what happens to a person with mental health. That they go into the system here, they get services here. If this happens, you go here. If this happens, you go there. And so that we can see how this machine is supposed to work. And that's so everybody, even those who need help and their families, can understand how the system's supposed to work for them.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishan, I just want to say that the county executive, I've never heard him say he wants to save money and take away from BHD or Health and Human Services and shift it to another department. To the contrary, mental health services have been a priority of the county executive, will continue to be a priority of the county executive in this budget. And also, in this budget, my proposed budget, we downsized about $3.5 million. We reinvested over $4 million into the community. So dollar for dollar, we reinvested more than what we actually downsized. So that just shows our commitment to put the money in the community and make sure we do this right.
Not mistaken, there was a proposed $1.5 million cut in our last budget that then the county board put that money back in. Isn't that?
No, I don't know.
That was for the community services division. What is CSPs?
CSPs.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Potatoes, one's potato.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. No, thank you very much. Supervisor Bowen.
It's already clear now.
Already clear? Crystal clear. Okay. Flow chart. Okay.
I've seen. I talked to Jerry Lightday.
Talked to Jerry Lightday about that. And I thought that was coming. So flow chart would be nice.
Okay. Very good. All right. Is there anything further from the committee? And Director Colon, what I'm hearing is there's no issue getting Supervisor Weishan his plan.
Madam Chair, okay. We'll get him the 16 SMART goals. We'll get him that previous report that lays out our long-term care closure plan.
Okay.
And then we'll work on the where's Jerry? This flow chart that kind of describes how the system flows with regards to that long-term care process.
Okay, very good. Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you. Hector, would you please give me the same thing, too? I may have received it already, but
sure,
I don't
know
if you email it or what, but I would appreciate it if I can get the same thing.
Yes,
thanks, ma'am.
That would be wonderful. Thank you very much. So we are wrapping up. However, before we go, Alex Kotsky, for those of you who may not know, has accepted a stellar position in Duluth, Minnesota, and she will be leaving us. And we will miss her dearly. And I feel like I'm her mom, and she's, you know, because, I mean, she's been here a while. She came here as a youngster, and now she's had children and gotten married. And, you know, she's just been our go-to gal for 9 years. Yeah. So we're really super excited for you, but we're really super sad for our loss, too, because it is a major loss. And so we wish you much, much continued success. All right. Yes.
Oh, I bet it has.
It's been not boring.
It's definitely been not been boring for her at all. And she's gone through administrator after administrator, and she still hung tough. So much, much thank you. And she's also agreed, because she's such a great gal, to come back for our budget hearing. Just the one, the first one, to try to get us through the BHD budget, because she's really one of the only people that understands all that. So until she explains it to us. All right. So thank you so much. And we'll see you in October.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.